Doesn't matter how conscious you are. If this is the kind of stuff we repeat, we listen to on repeat, these words and these thoughts enter our being. And what do they do with us? What happens if you play these words on repeat in your unconscious? Now, I'm not saying you're going to become a murderer. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying, are these thought forms, these patterns of thinking and feeling, something that you want in your system?
Welcome to the Sound of You podcast. This is a space where we have inspiring, thoughtful conversations about the voice, about healthy self-expression, and all things spirituality and personal growth. My name is Friederike. I am your host, and I am so excited that you're here. Let's get started.
So first, I have a couple of announcements to make today. If you are in Germany and if you are somewhere in the Baden-Württemberg area, there's a live event coming up at a yoga studio that will be intuitive singing and manifestation, a beautiful workshop that I will be hosting towards the end of February, beginning of March. And if you are curious about that, please make sure to contact me. There is also a 3-week online course coming on the power of voice, an initiation into the power of your own voice, feeling the power of voice, of communication. You will not only explore sound, but you will also learn to express yourself better. You will be put in situations where not only will you reflect and release blockages in your own system, but you will also be asked to express yourself in front of other people in the group. So you will immediately start practicing what you learn, which is very, very important to me. This course consists of 3, let's say, teaching modules, seminar sessions with me, and 3 Q&A calls or activation calls. So there will be 2 live calls with me a week, and there will be maximum 8 participants in this course. My intention for you in this group is, my God, to feel a lot more confident, to feel a lot lighter with your expression, and especially in situations where before you might have felt a little uncomfortable. My intention is for you guys who are in the group to really connect with each other and to get to experience how beautiful it is to really freely express in front of each other and to connect to your voices and the power of your voice and voices, and to share this journey together, because parts of it might be a little intense. So if you want to be in this group, which I can already feel, like I can feel it, I can see you there, I can feel you there, I can almost see some of the interactions, let me know, please, because I will also accept only 8 people in the group for the exact reason that I want intimacy there. I don't want a huge group where you're an anonymous person somewhere behind a screen. I want you to really get the best of the group experience and the best of me, because I want to be there for you fully. I want to be there to be able to attend to you, to answer your questions, to work with you. So yes, join, be quick and reserve your spot, because yeah, I cannot wait to start. It's amazing. So without further ado, let's dive into this episode. Welcome back to a new episode of the Sound of You podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening to this episode. The subject I'll be talking about today might easily be one of the most important things I ever talk about, just because it is so... This one here, I feel that this one truly affects everyone. So please take what I say to heart and listen carefully. You read it in the title. I want to speak to you about music detox, a different way of cleansing. What does that mean, a music detox? Music detox basically means you just don't listen to music, like any music at all, for at least 2 or 3 weeks. Let me explain to you first how I came to even think about doing a music detox. It was a couple of years ago. I was lying in bed in the evening, trying to fall asleep, and I kept playing these lyrics in my head, songs in my head, over and over again, and was jamming with it kind of in my head, you know, like the soundtrack that I always have going on. I pretty much always have a soundtrack playing in my head. I guess that's why I'm a singer. And there was something that all of a sudden hit me. I was like, wait a moment. What are these words in my head? Whose words are these? This was a time when I was listening to a lot of mainstream music, and I still love it. I sometimes love hip hop and rap and all these things, but what I say really applies to any genre. I stopped and I said, wait a minute. I'm playing songs, lyrics in my head about bitches, about dollars, about popping pills, about, I don't want to say it here, but the N-word. And I had heard of the power of music and words and what it does to our subconscious before, but in this moment, it became really, really clear to me, and it was a real shock. I thought, well, I can play with these lyrics when I listen to them consciously and just for fun, you know, and I play with it. I know that it's not real. But there's a boundary crossed right here when these words involuntarily play in my head. And English is not even my native language. For some of you, English is your native language. So how powerful is it then? You might say, well, this is just music, you know, this is not my real thoughts. It doesn't actually really matter because it is in your head and it is in your system. And you do have to ask yourself the question, what do these words do to your system? What do these words and thoughts, like these are thought forms that have entered your unconscious mind because they're just automatically playing in your inner ear, in your head. You have to ask yourself whether you want these kind of statements to play around in your being. Because they do program your mind. And I wasn't actually really aware of the relevance of this subject until this morning. I thought, well, you know, maybe music's changed. Probably it hasn't, but maybe it's changed. Maybe I should check out some of the lyrics of the popular songs right now. And so I did. And I honestly could not believe what I was hearing and reading, because this is real, you guys. This is not something I'm making up in my head, because I'm going to read it to you in a second. I went on the Spotify Global Single Charts. So this is the 23rd of January, 2023 that I am recording this. And these are the real songs of the global charts. So they are very popular. So even if you say, like, I don't listen to these songs, let me read to you some of those lyrics. Now, this is really funny. I'm trying to open those websites with the lyrics that I had opened before, and they all crashed. This is really interesting energy. So let me open them again. So here's a chorus line. It goes like this.
I might kill my ex. Not the best idea.
His new girlfriend's next.
How'd I get here?
I might kill my ex.
I still love him, though. Rather be in jail than alone. Now it goes on to say, I did it all for love. I did it on no drugs. I did all of this sober. I did it all for us. I did it all for love. I did all of this on no drugs. I did all of this sober. Don't you know I did it all for us? I'm gonna kill your ass tonight. Oh, I just killed my ex. Not the best idea. Killed his girlfriend next. How'd I get here? I just killed my ex. I still love him, though. Rather be in hell than alone. Like, honestly, like, can you hear, like, what the hell? This is music in the global top 50. It's actually in global top 5 single charts on Spotify right now as of this moment. And you might think, like, oh, I'm not affected by lyrics. You are. We all are. It doesn't matter how conscious you are. If this is the kind of stuff we repeat, we listen to on repeat, these words and these thoughts enter our being. And what do they do with us? What happens if you play these words on repeat in your unconscious? Now, I'm not saying you're going to become a murderer. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying, are these thought forms, these patterns of thinking and feeling, something that you want in your system? Let me give you another example. This is another song in the global top 5. Chorus. Mommy don't know daddy's getting hot at the body shop doing something unholy. He sat back while she's dropping it. She be popping it. Yeah, she put it down slowly. Oh, you, he left his kids at home so he can get that. Mommy don't know daddy's getting hot at the body shop doing something unholy. Now, it's almost making me laugh because it's also so incredibly stupid. But this stuff is real, you guys, and it's actually not funny. It's actually not funny. Global top 5 means a lot of people listen to this music. And this stuff is infiltrating your unconscious, if you want it or not, if you're aware of it or not. This is happening. And maybe you don't listen to this kind of music, but I really, 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 really want to encourage you to go on a little deep dive into your listening and really observe the lyrics. I'm a lyrics person. I'm a singer. So of course I listen to the lyrics. Some people just listen to melodies. That's fine. But there are still words and they still enter your unconscious. So do yourself a favor, please, and observe these lyrics. And I mean, look, I truly believe there is a moment for any kind of music. There is a moment for any kind of emotion. If you have to let out rage, you let out rage. If you need music for that, fine. You know, if you process breakup, if you process whatever, you need music for this. Perfect. There's music for everything. There's a place for everything. You can play around with this. I like to play around with stuff. I mean, I'm dancing salsa. This music, I don't understand the Spanish very much, but it's very sexist often. So I play around with that. But also I'm very conscious with what kind of music I put into my daily listening, if at all. What I also noticed a lot, even the last time that I went to check out global charts, was there is so much music on betrayal. There is so much music on breakups and sadness. And sometimes it's wrapped in, you know, really nice gift wrap with a bow on self-love. And I think this is probably evidence of the times that we're in. Lots of people lonely, lots of people not being able to relate to each other, which is why this is so important to me, that we learn how to use our voices in a good way and activate our voice in a good and healthy way so that we express ourselves in a good and healthy way so that we can have good and healthy relationships. Like, honestly. So I guess this kind of music is just a symptom of of the time that we're in. And again, I believe that it's important to have this kind of music to process, and I play with it and you get to play with it. But
let me invite you on a journey of no music. Let me invite you on a journey of silence. Because you know what? Without silence, there is no music. There is no sound. There is no speech.
If you have 20 people in the room and everyone is listening to their own music, first of all, the people are not communicating. And let's imagine they're not listening to their own music via headphones, but they actually have music on their speakers. You wouldn't be able to make out one single song because there's not space. There's no room for an individual sound, an individual song to be heard. So silence and space is a prerequisite for any kind of sound. So it's worth examining that. And really interesting things happen, you guys, when you do music detox. What happened to me, for example, was the first couple of days, because I had gotten really used to listening to a lot of music, was like, oh my God, like I'm missing my music. Like, why can't I play music now? This is so annoying. So the first 2-3 days, like with any kind of cleanse, were a little bit difficult, challenging, but I stuck with it. And then what started happening was something really interesting. All these lyrics of all these songs from the last weeks, months, started popping up in my head all the time. I had a song in my mind all the time. Then after even one more week or two more weeks, what started happening is that songs and melodies and words came from songs that I hadn't heard in forever. I'm like, during the day, I'm like, where does this melody come from? Like a song that I used to love in childhood or from some tapes that I used to listen to as a child. Like it was so fascinating. And then the third thing that started happening was that, oh my God, it's crazy. Like whenever I went places, of course, you know, you cannot lock yourself up in a room and you will hear sounds in your daily life. So whenever I was somewhere there was music, I was immediately like, I had so much attention on this music. I could make it out so clearly. And also, whenever someone was speaking and was mentioning whatever words in a conversation, completely random, that I associated with a song, I would immediately feel like singing that specific song. I wonder if I have an example. I don't know. Let's just say that somebody said, oh, this was so wonderful. And I would break into, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky. Something like that, right? Or even pop music, musical theater songs, whatever it is. Like I would always have these quick associations. And when I then, fourth thing started happening, when I then began listening to music again, I was so much more aware and so much more conscious of the music I listened to. And I feel like I made much better choices. So to be clear, I don't want to take away music from you forever. I don't want to force you to listen to different music or tell you the music you're listening to is wrong. I just want to invite you, just like with any kind of cleanse, with any kind of physical detox, when you do a fast, for example, it's just a letting go of old junk that maybe you haven't allowed your system to release. It's really the same thing what happens during fasting. You allow your system to clean out old junk, and maybe that's sometimes uncomfortable. And then there is a period where clarity comes in. And then when you start consuming again, whether that is eating food or listening to music, it's not like you can't eat the same food that you were eating before, or you can't listen to the stuff that you were listening to before, but you will be a lot more conscious. You will know what your body needs, what your heart needs, what your emotions need. And sometimes you will involuntarily change the type of food you eat, aka the type of music you're listening to. And then sometimes, talking about the body, you will feel like indulging in a beautiful chocolate cake and champagne and wine and whatever. And it's completely amazing and fine, and you get to enjoy it and play with that a lot more consciously, just the same as with music that maybe before you weren't consuming, listening to so consciously. It's really a very beautiful process. One thing, of course, I completely forgot to mention is when I spoke about silence, you get to learn to enjoy silence, to be with yourself in silence. This is something that I do with my coaches, in my programs, in my one-on-ones. The first thing is, how well can you handle silence? How well can you handle silence? And what kind of thoughts, emotions, feelings, music come up from within you when you allow for silence? Have a good week. You just listened to the Sound of You podcast. And if you want to free your self-expression, be confident in who you are, and release old junk that really doesn't serve you anymore, get in touch with me and join the tribe. Bless this world with the Sound of You.